Hi, Amy. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thanks for the info on niacinamide. Now I wonder if you have a good supplement other than magnesium for muscle pain.
Well, tell me a little bit about the muscle pain, ma'am.
Okay. I have scoliosis on my right side, and it seems like it affects not just my upper back, but it also affects my lower back on the lowest part of the back and around the hip area.
Okay. Understand you correctly, you've been told that that's due to the scoliosis. It's not from anything else such as trauma or overuse.
More than that. I do exercise. I do weight type lifting and stuff. I've been doing it for years. But I think somewhere along the way I got a strain, and mm-hmm. it doesn't seem to be letting up.
Okay.
Even after massage.
And you, I was just about to ask. I'm glad you had those massages. Glad you did that. Mm-hmm. And you've also seen an osteopath or a chiropractor, because sometimes it's a misalignment and a little bit of a squished nerve.
Okay. Do you recommend one over the other? I think like with chiropractors, I don't have such good results.
Well, then I'd stick with the osteopaths, ma'am,
because they
learn for you. Yes, they do learn manipulation in school. No question. Mm-hmm. That's what part of what osteopathy got started about, anyway. Okay. Well, now you mentioned magnesium. Before we go to the next thing after that, are you using the magnesium rubbed into those muscles?
You know, I forgot about that. I've been using the supplement. Supplement throughout the day.
That won't work nearly as well for muscle pain, ma'am. I hear over and over again from folks that if they, for one, take Epsom salt baths, which is a, long tradition, or if before they exercise, they rub in the liquid magnesium, one of them in the natural food stores and Tama Dispensary and so on, is called magnesium oil. And then some clever company actually developed a gel, and I forget which company, but you could put magnesium gel into your search engine too. And the gel's a little easier to rub in. The liquid's kind of runny, and the gel sits there while you rub it in.
Yeah.
And either way, if it's rubbed into the muscles before exercise, many people say that's all they need. They just rub it into their muscles before exercise, and they don't hurt anymore. So I'd think about that.
Okay.
Also, if you have forgotten to do it before exercise, do it right after exercise. And I have personal experience there, ma'am. After exercise, if I got a pain, I rub in that magnesium. I use the oil because the gel wasn't out at the time, and I still got a stock of the oil. It takes away the pain. Okay, now, for another thing that helps to relieve pain, one of the better researched ones has this gosh-awful long botanical name. It's called Boswellia. And that one, there's some very good concentrates. There's one that's called AKBA90, which is 90% of it is the active ingredient in Boswellia.
Is that frankincense? No.
Yes, ma'am. Yay.
Okay.
You get 2 points.
Yeah.
Yep. You've studied up. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I suspect that the Christ child wasn't in pain when somebody brought him frankincense, but that's another story. So it has other uses, that herb is the point, but pain is one of them.
If you could find that in a topical product, would it work as well as taking it internally?
No, the magnesium is the one that works topically.
That's topically, but Boswellia is by oral.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Well, you're welcome, and I hope that helps a little.